You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Everyone, this is producer Kate here with a small announcement before you start this luscious episode of Scam Well with Sue Smith and Katie Brodnick, who you love so, so much. Not me, I'm the other Kate, I'm producer Kate. It's fine. Anyway, this Saturday, the 28th at 9 p.m., Sue and Katie will be doing a Netflix party watch, which will be streamed to YouTube and Facebook. If you don't know what Netflix party is, it's basically a way to watch a Netflix show at the same time with a bunch of your friends and have a group chat going. And also streaming on Facebook Live and YouTube, what reactions and commentary while watching. So you can find the link for that on Saturday the 28th at 9 p.m. on the Scam Wow Podcast Instagram account. The link will be in the bio, and that is at Scam Wow Podcast. We're actually going to be watching the first episode of Tiger King because that's some juicy, scammy, relevant material right now, and it's going to be real fun, and you're going to love it, and there's not much else. It's just Saturday the 28th. What are you doing? You're going to be watching it with us at 9 p.m. Okay, bye!
Welcome to Scam Wow.
I'm Caitlin Brodnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams. We love you guys. It's so exciting. We're in another great episode. I'm very into our episodes, guys. I'm a fan.
Every time I listen to our episodes and I edit them, I'm like, wow, this is good.
We had a lot of fun that day.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day and want to be like, wow, those girls really have fun, you know, it surprises us. It's really exciting.
They really enjoy themselves.
Wow, they like each other. And we always say, if you want to become closer and like better friends with somebody, have them move across the country, create a podcast, and talk to them every week.
We talk now more than we ever did.
More than ever.
Yes.
So much. Also, I love that, and I'm sure you all have this with your friend, like if your friend responds back to a text like, meh, okay, you're like, what's happening? Like, it's so funny, like when you become really close to somebody, you can like read their subtext. Like,
yeah.
I love it. It makes me very happy to know Sue Smith so well.
Wait, what did I do that made you say that?
You didn't do anything. I just remember like we were texting and I just said okay to something. And I was like, I never just say okay to something. She's going to think, what's up? Because no, I usually say like.
You always say okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You say okay with two exclamation marks so much that I'm like, she must have this on her auto.
I must. Oh, yeah. I say okay when I have to throw the phone away because Lou's grabbing it.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst thing. Because Lou grabs it and screams at me that he wants to watch a bus video. And that's all he wants, to watch trains and buses. And we are like, you're addicted. As an addict, we can't only sit at home and watch trains and buses. And so then if I get a text, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I throw the phone. But I think because I didn't put an exclamation point, I was like, Sue's going to think something's wrong. I was worried about that. Anyway, that makes no sense. We will cut all this out.
No. I think it's fascinating. If you want more information about our friendship, you can subscribe to our Patreon, which is...
Yeah.
All just shit like this.
Yeah, it's just us. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things about podcasts. Listening to a podcast, I'll listen to one and be like, I know these two people very well. Or I'll have people come up to me and be like, oh yeah, Kate, you went through that. And I was like, I did talk about it. Honestly, to total strangers. And that's what our Patreon's about. So, we talk about meds. We talk about IKEA. We talk about Target.
We talk about, depression. So if you go to scamwildpodcast.com... You can subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, and it gives us like a dollar or so a month because we do this for free for you guys. And, we all want to eat more chips.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us buy those chips.
Every little bit goes to our chip fund. We have a great guest today. And
amazing.
I'm sure she loves chips. And she is one... truly, hands down, one of my favorite people of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mug with her face on it. Please welcome Stacey Antebell.
Stacey!
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
I'm so excited. Yeah, Stacey did a ton of work, you guys. Again, we are blown away by everyone doing all this amazing work.
Thank you so much for coming in.
I was happy to do the work. And here's a hot tip. I found out some new information, like, that can help me personally from doing research this week.
I love all of this.
Yeah.
Stacey is a middle school art teacher. She's also like a citizen journalist. She has her own. It's called News Channel 69 on Instagram. And I implore you all to follow it because it is also the funniest and most wonderful Instagram account there is.
And she's an artist, and her picture of boobs I purchased.
Oh yeah.
Her original boob picture when I was like writing my book. I love her artwork.
Oh, thank you.
And you're on Society 6, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm good. Everywhere. You can buy me everywhere.
Yes.
And watch me.
Watch her she had a legendary video back in the day
coming
called
up on
Jew
10
York.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
My viral video.
Oh, that's she's so got it all, crazy. Guys. Just and now she's got a scam for us. Yeah. Like, what could be better?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. So I asked her, full disclosure, I asked her to do the scam because it's about teacher stuff. And I heard it on a podcast and I was like, this is fascinating and insane and awful. Can you please do this? And she said, happily, yes. And now here she is.
And what's great is I personally have been affected by this scam.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
what is it?
Okay. The Federal Student Loan Forgiveness Program.
What is that?
And it's been in the news lately because people are like talking up about how it's a scam, but it's this deal that states that if you make 120 qualifying payments towards your student loan while you're working in a teaching capacity or some other, or you could be a firefighter or a cop, you, after 10 years, so 120 payments, you get everything else wiped away from your amount.
That sounds great.
Right. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And 10 years goes by fast, as we all know.
You just had a viral video.
I mean, it's the 10-year anniversary of my viral video. Well, the thing is, the main thing is that you have to sign up for one of these certain ways of paying, and they tell you how much you have to pay.
What do you mean?
And so,
what I mean, okay, so they're the ones who tell you what that 120 qualifying payments, they tell you how much it has to be.
Okay.
So it's based on like your income.
So you can't go like, well, this week I'll do 75 and this week I'll put 50 towards it.
Right. So it's like there's like four different things you can choose, ways to pay you can choose, but you have to be signed up for one of these four specific ways. They're income based. And they're usually about 10% of your income or 20% of your income, but it also changes if you're married and you file your taxes together, because then it's 10% of both your income. So it immediately like goes up. Well, unless you're married to someone who doesn't work, which that's cool.
Hey, benefit.
Yeah. They can do the dishes.
Yeah.
Hate,
all the time.
I hate doing dishes.
Me too. I do it all the time.
Same.
I don't. Yeah, I'm so
good
bad.
For you.
So basically, when I signed up, so I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. This is my currently, I'm in my 9th year of teaching. Mm-hmm. So I should be almost done with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm currently paying $700, $750 a month.
Whoa.
$734.62.
Whoa.
Right. And because that's based on what I'm supposed to be paying, what they suggested.
In this program.
Right.
Right.
But it was $560 a month when I was like 2 years into teaching and making like half of what I'm making now.
Okay.
And I couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so basically, it's really confusing.
No, it makes sense. So they're saying this wonderful magic thing will happen at the end where everything will be absolved, but you have to fit all this criteria. We won't give you any leeway. And if you don't fit it, then you don't make it.
Correct.
You won't make the 10 years.
And they're starting to be like, oh, just kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of people are applying for this loan forgiveness program and they're being denied, saying that they like weren't signed up for the proper payment plan. Like they didn't do the income. Like I said, there's like 4 specific ones you could apply for. Every year you have to submit paperwork.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you weren't signed up for the specific one, then any of those qualifying payments don't count towards this. Mm-hmm. So I was doing it properly for 2 years and I do have whatever that number is, mm-hmm. payments in towards it. But then they started saying you have to pay this much a month. And I was like, I can't afford to pay that much a month. So I just didn't do it anymore. But the other thing is the amount of money that they say that you have to pay is sneakily close to the amount that would be paid off in 10 years anyway.
Oh.
Right.
So that they don't really absolve you from that much.
What a fucking scam.
That is very manipulative.
Now, I should have said this at the beginning, but the thing is that some people have successfully gotten money back.
Yeah.
I've never talked to anybody that got it totally absolved after 10 years. Mm-hmm. But if you teach in a Title I school, mm-hmm. so that means like they qualify for extra financial support. If you teach in a Title I school for 5 years, you can get $5,000 off.
Oh,
off your loan.
Student loan. Mm-hmm.
And I know someone who that happened to. And if you teach in a Title I school teaching science or math for 5 years, you can get $17,000 wiped away.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So.
But is that after the 10-year mark?
Nope. You only have to teach for 5 years to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So those people are very successful. Unfortunately, I teach art in a non-Title I school, mm-hmm. but I'm still a teacher that doesn't make like how much normal people who work in like marketing make. You know what I mean? So I'm still doing a quality service for the world,
yes.
and not being financially supported.
You're still benefiting your kids' lives.
I'm making a difference to the community.
Yeah.
And I'm not making tons of money, but mm-hmm. I was really drawn to this 10-year forgiveness program.
Yeah.
I was like, great. But then when they started saying that, I had to pay like $500 when I was making like $40,000 and living in New York and like my rent was whatever.
And they don't take
into stipulation where you live.
No.
So like I would be required to pay the same amount that somebody in like rural Pennsylvania would be required. Mm-hmm. And granted, they're probably making less, but at the same time,
their rent is
probably like significantly less. So mm-hmm. they don't consider cost of living mm-hmm. in the amount that they make you pay.
That's wow. crazy. And now, you can't sign up for it until after 10 years. So like.
Well, yeah, you can't file for it and get it absolved until after 10 years.
But
and
you should be sending in paperwork every year until then.
Yes.
Damn.
This is so complicated. So
it's so complicated. And that isn't even that part of sending in yearly paperwork isn't even the part that like skews me out. But yeah, you're right. That is insane. Why should I have to do that?
Yeah.
It's so much babysitting.
It's horrible.
So what, are people fighting back against this?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So there's this whole movement of like people fighting back and being like, what the hell? Because they're getting denied and they're like, that's not fair. And so, oh my God, this is so multi-layered because, so the Department of Education in New York City, or the union, mm-hmm. the Union of Teachers has hired this company called National Student Debt Forgiveness Center,
mm-hmm.
which sounds super official, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they're just some people out in an office in Long Island,
mm-hmm.
who will like do the paperwork for you yearly but then they take a cut. So they try to like be like, we'll help you with this.
Yeah. But it's not free.
Right. And I talked to the guy. So when I went to this like meeting about it, and I met this guy, Jordan, and I was like, Jordan's going to save my life. Mm-hmm. And Jordan didn't have any more information than I had.
Yeah.
Because I am like a competent human, could do the research on myself.
Also did a Google search for his own job.
Yeah.
And then when I emailed Jordan a couple weeks later to find out some more information or just to like ask a follow-up question, he doesn't even work there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Jordan.
But also National Student Debt Forgiveness Center sounds so official and like part it's part of the government.
And federal.
Yeah. How can that be?
That's crazy.
Allowed.
But I've heard that people who make like any small mistakes in their paperwork are just like not getting any support at all. Like over those 10 years, if you make even a little, the tiniest mistake in your paperwork, the government will be like, oh, just kidding.
Exactly. That's what's happening left and right. And that hasn't happened to me yet because I haven't. Well, actually, so here's the thing. So I was calling to get them up, make sure I have my information up to date and like doing some research. And I talked to Bridget,
Love
who
her.
Was great.
She was good.
Oh my God. Immediately.
She was great. I document every time I call them, I take notes.
That's yeah.
So smart.
And I say, what's your name?
Yeah.
And I say everything and I write down everything they say. Because that's the other thing is one person will say one thing and then you talk to somebody else 2 weeks later and they say a totally different thing.
That's like healthcare.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
ridiculous. It's just, I don't know what the problem is. It's just that the system's too big, I guess, that they can't keep track. But Bridget was like, listen, hot tip. File the paperwork, get denied. Because there's this new thing called the Temporary Expanded Public Service Loan Forgiveness Plan. Yep. And because they've gotten some press about knowing that people think it's a scam, so the Temporary Expanded Public Service Loan Forgiveness may let me send, you know.
Your denials.
Yeah. Send in my denial and say, I shouldn't be denied for this. And then she said sometimes people are getting it through to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So a whole nother route. So they're not actually fixing it. They're just saying, well, we'll create a whole nother program that then will show you how great we are.
Exactly.
Not going to solve the program. Not going to make sure it's fair. So you said that for 2 years you were doing it all correctly. Then did you stop making payments?
No, I never stopped making payments. But I never stopped making payments.
Okay.
But I just couldn't afford the amount that they were saying.
Right.
So I just paid less.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then
they using that against you?
Yes. So those years, which would be 7 years, don't count at all towards it.
Stop
they're
it.
They're saying you have to keep going.
Yeah.
So then you're just basically paying off your student loans.
Exactly. So then it's like, well, I'm not going to even pay that. I'm just going to pay it off as much as I can right now.
As slowly as you want.
Well, I'm trying to do it fast. Because,
I know, but the thing is.
But I could in theory, yeah.
Yeah. The other way is to like to combat this is be like, yeah, I'll give $3 a month.
Right.
And then it's like, fine, I'll have this my whole life and you just have to suck it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So the thing that I was thinking about when I was doing this research is like student loans in general is a scam.
Such a scam.
You shouldn't be allowed to go to school to make a decision when you're 18 that is going to be with you the rest of the life. Because I'm a teacher and I teach middle school, but my school is a 6-12. So I do talk to a lot of seniors. And personal background is I graduated from Ithaca College in 2005.
Syracuse. Girl.
Which is a private school. So it was very expensive. I'm very lucky that my parents paid most of it. I came out with a little bit of a loan from there. And then I tried to make it big in the film world and I didn't. So I went back to school and got my master's in art education. And I went to City College for that. That was about $30,000. So City College is a state school or city school. So that was about $30,000. So originally when I consolidated my loans in 2013, I graduated City College in 2012. So in 2013, I consolidated my loans and the amount was $51,504. $51,000, which is a lot of money. To date, I've paid $30,000.
Amazing.
Since 2013, which is like, that's a lot.
That's great. Yeah.
I know.
That's great.
It's amazing.
And you're a comedian.
The thing is, I still owe $39,000.
Shut
up! Because of interest?
Yes.
That's insane.
Because of interest, which is 5.5%, which is, I guess, low for student loans, but it's so much. Yeah. So because of interest. So the principal amount I've paid, which I wasn't sure about this because I'm the art teacher, but the principal means the amount you originally borrowed.
Right. Right.
Okay. Plus any fees or whatever. The principal amount I've paid is only $13,000.
Oh my God.
The interest I've paid is $17,000.
What?
Which is so insane. Wow. And it's a scam. It's a total scam.
It's all
like
interest.
Who is making this money? Who is the money going to? That's what I want to know.
They're making all this money from the interest. It's all the interest.
It's the
all
interest. The bank.
It's yeah. all the. Yep. And it's, then those, we were talking about like bankers and all the stocks and all the venture capitalists.
Yeah, it's just the rich getting richer.
Mm-hmm. It's, that's so bad.
So right now, if I keep paying $757 a month, which is a lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's like, I could be leasing two cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great amount.
Maybe
of money.
Three.
That's so many purses.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I look at money as far as purses and yeah. I'm like, what purse, what quality? That's a lot.
I could have a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You could have a chef.
You could have another cheap apartment.
Oh, I could have a normal priced apartment.
Yeah.
I have a really cheap apartment, great. Which I'm very lucky for. Great.
Well, that's how you're paying your student loans.
Exactly. I wouldn't be able to pay this much if I lived in a normal New York apartment. So if I pay $757 a month, I'll be done in 2025. So 5 more years.
5 years. Okay.
Ugh. Which isn't that much. Now that I'm like older, 5 years doesn't sound that far away.
I know, it's so funny. But like, it's, from your 20s to 30s, 5 years, you're like, honey, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I was like 10 years. I probably won't be teaching for that long. Even in my notes, I was looking back and it was like, if I stay in teaching for 10 years, I was like, this will never happen.
Yeah, meanwhile, oh my God, it's 9 years. I mean, 10 years ago, I was like, I'm going to be real fucking famous in 10 years.
Yeah, same. Me too. Wait. I was like, I'll definitely be living in L.A., in the hills by then.
Wait, would you have gotten your master's if this program didn't exist? So like,
I would have gotten it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, because you need a master's to get it to get into the teaching program and like become a teacher. And I am really lucky. There's so many amazing gifts to being a teacher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love my students. This week in particular, I have just been wanting to hug them.
Aww. Really?
And it's totally inappropriate to do that.
Yes.
But they are just so sweet.
I think
sweet.
Of that too because I always love hugging.
Like, they're so yeah. sweet. Sometimes I do not want to hug them and I don't even want to talk to them.
Yes.
But this week, I don't know, because we were off the week before for vacation. So this week
also,
I hadn't seen them.
They come and they have your Stacey phone case. I saw on Instagram.
Yes.
They have your Stacey mugs. They love you.
Yes.
They're buying your merch.
One of my students found my Society 6 page and bought a phone case with my face on it and uses it. And all the students have been coming up to me like, did you see his phone case? And I'm like, yeah, I saw it. It's so weird.
I love it.
I think I might get fired for that.
That's great.
That's cute.
People want to put our faces on a phone case. We should do that.
You should. It's so funny.
I want my face everywhere.
And somebody messaged me. I was like, can I get it on a comforter? And I was like... I'm like, let me see about that. I'll do some research.
Let me see. You want a shower curtain?
Yeah.
I can hook you up.
Yeah, it's good.
That's amazing. I know your kids are amazing. So,
and I don't have to work the summers.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And you love your job. And I think that happens with a lot of people. They do, in fact, love their jobs, but the people that are profiting off of them aren't necessarily the school, the students, you. It's these other companies, these loan companies that
are
making all this money.
That have nothing to do with us and our community.
And
yeah.
you're working your ass off.
Yeah.
And I don't even think they probably give a shit about your community or want to care. Make sure you guys have the proper tools for art. Like, they don't
care.
No,
it's insane. Yeah. And I think I've been thinking a lot about it and I wonder, what is the solution here? And like, so I was saying earlier that I went to Ithaca College. And so one of these seniors that's a current senior came up to me because he knows I went to Ithaca College and he was talking to me and he was like, so I'm thinking about going there, applying. They have a really good physical therapy program and that's what he wants to do. And I was like, that's great. But just so you know, I'm 37 and I'm still paying off my student loans. And that blew his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He did not. I saw it in his face. It dropped. He was scared.
I think if I would have really thought about it, I would have gone to a state school.
Oh, me too. 100%.
Yeah. Because
for undergrad, which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like I graduated 15 years ago. I mean, my college experience was the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had so much fun, but was it worth me having to pay, you know, and granted I'm paying mostly for my graduate school,
mm-hmm.
which did help me get this job, I guess, but.
Mm-hmm. No, my parents are amazing. They paid so much and I hated college, but I met my husband.
Oh, that's so I'm like, that's lucky.
Yeah, and I learned a lot. Like, it was a good education. I learned a lot. I hated it all while I was there. It was like a terrible place. Mm-hmm. Syracuse is, no offense to anybody who lives there, it's a tough, dark, sad place to live.
Totally.
But yeah, it's so tough that you don't know what you're doing when you're 18.
No, it's ridiculous. I should not have been allowed to go to a private school if I knew that my parents weren't going to be able to pay for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which got, holy shit. And I'll say shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can say
parents
shit.
Parents pay for the kids to go to college? That is so much money. God bless
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm. My parents are incredible.
Oh my God.
I know.
I'm thinking now, like, if I have kids, like, oh my God, how would I ever afford for them to go to a private school?
It's very scary. And well, there are these things like you can put, there's like a
529 program. Yes. My dad had that,
what's that
for me.
So you start putting, it's with New York. You start putting
York
money
State
in a little bit when they're a kid. And then that does gain interest. So it is sort of like the interest working in your favor. And then over time, you can add more money to it. And then you eventually have this wonderful savings plan. There's like the Gerber Fund, mm-hmm. like you see commercials about it. And so.
Oh my God. What if the 529 plan is making money off my student loan interest and it's all connected?
It probably is.
Put it. Somebody tell us. Call in. Call in right now.
I mean, that would be nice because then at least we're yeah. keeping it in education.
Right.
But I'm sure it's going to someone's like Miami
someone's
beach house.
So what? Where are you now? What's your opinion? What do you think about like? Okay, you're. It's going to be close to the 10 years anyway. What's your thought now? Like, where are you
now? I'm like, I just want to pay it off as soon as possible because mm-hmm. I don't think. That
the 10,000,
it's going to work.
Or, I mean, the 10 year is going to happen.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to, I don't think that I'm going to get when, because I faxed in this thing. I didn't fax it. I'm sorry. I scanned it and emailed it, mm-hmm. but I could have faxed it. They did mm-hmm. have a fax number, but I sent in the application on Wednesday to apply for it. So hopefully I'll get a rejection letter soon
and then
I'll appeal it.
And you go to that other little place that they created?
Yes, the temporary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Student loan forgiveness program. And I'll see what happens. I mean, what would be amazing is if they were like, okay, you paid enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That would be.
But I don't think it will be because I still technically have one more year till it's 10 years. So I'll just keep applying for this, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But
and see.
This isn't a New York State thing. Like this is.
It's a federal student loan forgiveness program.
Yeah,
it's
this is all happening all over around. The country. It's so wild.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then is there a lawsuit going on against it?
There is a lawsuit. But I tried to get into that lawsuit and I couldn't figure out how to get into it. So there is and it's a New York City person, I think, who's suing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Kate just texted me. Gerber Savings is a scam.
Oh, God.
No.
That's sad.
Oh, no. What is it?
My personal journey is that I also went to private school and my parents gave me like $4,000 a year. And my college was like $30,000 a year. So I worked a job and then I also edited the school newspaper to get tuition remission. And then I still had to take out loans.
That's so cute, though.
I know.
Imagine little Sue at the newspaper.
It's
was
me.
It like Brandon Walsh kind of?
Who?
From 90210?
Oh, yeah. No, I never watched that.
Wait, wow. That's off brand. It's on Hulu.
Is it? But thankfully my dad passed away right after I graduated. So I used that money to pay off all my loans, but I can't imagine
mm-hmm.
having to pay $700 a month. Like, mm-hmm.
man, my mom passed away and I didn't get to pay off my student loans.
You didn't get life insurance?
My dad got my mom's life insurance and they had been divorced for like 15 years.
He did?
Yeah.
Because if he's the person, if you don't change your life insurance
yeah.
information.
And he gave me like $3,000, but I think I went to Portland.
My brother did get twice as much as I did, though. Me and my brother were my dad's beneficiaries, but my brother got twice as much.
What the mm-hmm. hell? Why?
Because I had stopped talking to my dad because he was a dick. This is,
oh my God.
We should talk about this on the Patreon, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you forgive your brother?
I mean, my brother went to grad school, so. It's not like he got ahead. He used that money for his grad school and he went to private school for grad school too. So,
wow.
My mom was like, you can't be mad at your brother. His school's really expensive. And I'm like, but he got dad's car.
Oh my God.
I was upset, but everybody was gaslighting me into not being upset.
Feel your feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, what I wanted to say is, what's interesting is that we're in this new election period, and a lot of the candidates are saying we're going to get rid of student loan debt.
Yeah.
And everything.
But how?
I don't know. But my friend is like, oh, I don't care. I pay the lowest amount because I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders and he's going to get rid of it. And I'm like, that is wishful thinking, my friend, because these people can't do anything right. Mm-mm. I don't see how they're going to just eliminate it.
But also with all of like the voting and the houses and everything, it's like, Obama tried to do a bunch of things that they just kept stopping.
You can't do these sweeping things because there's so much red tape.
Totally.
But also, sorry to brag, California just made its public universities free for anyone with a household income of lower than $80,000, which is incredible.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I just don't know like how to go about this correctly because nothing really makes sense. And I feel like there's, every time you read something or every time you do a loan, there's always something you haven't heard about or like there's always
another
this,
program.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or there's always this. So you do need to find your Brittany, Bethany, whoever you talk to, like Bridget. Mm-hmm. You do need to find your Bridget and find out exactly what they're talking about because you could be putting money. I don't know.
It's right. So I did this for almost 7 years and then only found out like.
You didn't have a Bridget.
That it was wrong, mm-hmm. that I was doing it wrong, and none of those 7 years would count towards
that's
it.
That's insane. That's so crazy.
Oh my God. The craziest thing is, too, is I was paying more than they would have required me to pay for a lot of that time. Because once I started making some money and I moved in with my boyfriend and like, I had to pay less rent, I was able to pay more towards the student loan. So I just did.
Yeah.
So I was paying more for it. But because I wasn't signed up under this specific program and mailing in the paperwork annually, none of those qualify.
That's so wild.
It's horrible.
Hold on. I hate this. Wait, Kate, do you want to share some of this stuff?
Yeah, I was just looking up, like, you specifically mentioned the 529, mm-hmm. and I knew that the Gerber baby-like college savings fund from when they start has, like, ridiculously low returns. We had a program in Florida that was the same. I forget what it was called. It was, like, Florida Rights or whatever, where if you started investing while they were a baby... You know, and they would say like, it's only 3 cents a day, but it was mm-hmm. never amounted to what the cost of college would be. I had one. And then my parents in high school wanted to take out money to like buy me a car. And they went to look in the account and it was like $3,000. And the penalty to take it out was like $500 or something. So that's definitely a scam.
How long do you have to keep it in there till they could take it out?
They specifically, like, you're supposed to start doing it when the child is born. That's the whole Gerber mm-hmm. baby thing. And then you take it out when they're 18. Mm-hmm. But what happens is like what you end up putting in, you can put in tax free and you can write off. But then when the baby is 18, you have to pay taxes on that. And then you have to pay the fees to like diminish the account. And then the growth rate on it is just really small.
Mm.
So it would actually just do you better to have a regular old savings account, honestly.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I thought I had when you were talking about this, about like who makes money off of student loans, and knowing that we just talked to Ellen about the leverage market.
Mm-hmm. Listen to that.
Yeah. The leverage market is just people buying bad loans back and forth and making money off of it.
Why is that
a thing? It's absolutely happening with federal student loans, is that Wall Street is buying those loans. I'm making money off of it.
I don't know how you make money
off of a bad loan.
Yes, I don't get it.
Because there's penalties.
Yes,
and fees if you miss a payment or something.
You can legally you have to pay loans. Like you can go to jail if you don't pay your loans.
Okay.
You can have your wages garnished.
Okay.
So what happens is like a student loan will get sold from the federal government to a private company. An equity company, then they'll sell it to someone else, and they'll sell it to someone else, and then eventually it gets to like a collection company, and the collection company is really good at like tracking you down, mm-hmm. taking legal action, garnishing your wages, and all they want to get out of you is any money at all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like four or five different people that made money off of
buying
this
the
loan
to hound you.
Yeah,
yes, yes.
They're buying, and they're like very the harassment fee,
and they're yes. very good at
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay.
Which is how you end up paying. And way, way more in interest because that's the money that they want to make over the loan. Because they're probably buying, like your loan, specifically they bought for the amount that the loan is.
For 50, whatever it was in the beginning, $50,000.
So let's say they bought it for $50,000 and you've now paid $39,000, but they've technically made $17,000 in profit, right? Because that's mm-hmm. how much you've paid in interest.
Right.
Yeah.
But the long game on that is like,
right.
it's just all profit.
That's so crazy.
I think that should be our new business.
It makes so much money.
Podcast loans.
Mm. Yeah, podcast loans. No, that's, it's disgusting. But it's just, it's incredible how much money that makes.
It's so shady and like it's so predatory and I hate it.
You also think, especially how many teachers there are in the world, in this, in the United States, how many firemen there are, how many police officers there are, and how these people who are buying the student loan debt are scamming, are ripping off these people who are trying to make the community better and do the right thing.
Like, they're all public
service. It's horrible. How do you sleep at night? Like, how are you okay with that?
Well, they probably can afford that like $5,000 Tom Brady bed.
Or that Ambien.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what's the Tom Brady bed?
Oh, I don't know. It's some bed that Tom Brady has that's $5,000.
Really?
A mattress.
Who cares?
I mean, you could probably even buy a more expensive mattress.
You probably could.
Like $10,000.
I don't want any of that weird Brady shit around me when I sleep. I don't like him.
I don't like him. I don't need Brady near me when I'm sleeping.
I don't need any of that. I'm happy to be Brady free.
Mm-hmm. No Brady violations here.
No. Not that we're saying he did it any, but I just don't want to be around
him. Yeah, don't want to be around him.
He skews me out.
Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, please. You're welcome. And listen, I'm going to keep you guys updated as to what fears back.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, about my loan or just personal
stuff?
Both.
Okay.
But I'm really curious. I want to know, like, yeah, what you hear from Bridget.
Yeah, Bridget.
And if you do get that second plan, that's so annoying.
And if Jordan is out there, he should feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordan, you tried to play it off like you were my really good friend who was going to help me out with all this. And you didn't.
He's no Bridget.
You abandoned me. Mm-hmm. Classic man.
So shit.
Yeah. Thank you. Only Bridget's there for me.
Only Bridget. Mm-mm.
Girls rule, boys.
Drool.
You heard it here first.
Okay. Thank you, Stacey. I love you so much and I miss you.
Love you.
But
thank you.
I look at your face every morning when I use my mug with your face on it. So people should buy your face. If you guys have, if you're a teacher, if you've been scammed by loans, or if you want to show us your journey, you can always email us at scamwildpodcast@gmail.com.
And guys, you can always call us on our hot tip hotline because you know I love a phone call. It just makes me feel connected like we're back in the 80s. The number is 347-509-9414. Yeah. And tell us how you're feeling.
Yeah. And visit our website for, like, you know, all stuff like Patreon info and TeePublic and all that kind of stuff.
You can get merch. You can get t-shirts. You can get a computer case.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a mug.
We have it's all on TeePublic, and and if you want to donate to our Patreon, that helps us literally have subway fare to get me physically here. Yeah. the dollar a month helps me just take a train.
So thank you very much, we really appreciate it.
Thank you,
and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hi guys, what's up? I got some news. I got some recommendations corner for everybody.
I'll take it.
Katie, are you? Yes. I have some things that would love for our listeners to take part in, but just wondering if you're watching anything cool or fun right now?
I'm finally got into Schitt's Creek and it's so good. And I love, people say it gets better and better. And I'm always surprised at how well and how differently it's getting. I love the episode. Oh, I love all the shows. And also, I love how just seeing a lot of people just like faltering at living life. It's really fun. It's very relaxing. So that's my rec.
So my rec, a couple of weeks ago, I watched a documentary on Netflix called The Pharmacist, and it is so good. And it's all about the opioid epidemic. And you simply must watch it. It's about a man whose son dies from like heroin. And then he's a pharmacist and he is very OCD and he documents everything for like 20 years on like tape and video. And then he basically tries to undermine the opioid industry. And almost loses his job. And then he's kind of successful. And then it gets worse. So,
But
it's a really an amazing look into the opioid epidemic. And I think everyone should watch it. I've also been watching McMillions on HBO, which is about the McDonald's scam with Monopoly. So like, do you guys remember the Monopoly thing?
I do remember, and I was really into it. It was a lot of fun. Kid.
So apparently there was one guy who worked at the security firm or this, he was a security guard at the printing press that was printing the game pieces, and he would steal them and like distribute them to people to get. So he'd be like, hey, I have a million. Do you want $1 million? I have this $1 million game piece. Give me $100,000 and I'll give you this game piece. And so people would give them the $100,000. This one lady mortgaged her house for the game piece. And then she got the $1 million, but then the payout is like it's like $50,000 over 20 years. And then the government takes taxes on that. So it ends up being like not a lot. And it ended up like, and he's like, there's mafia connections. He's like seeding them through the mafia. It's fascinating. So you guys should watch that, I think. It's
okay.
Good.
Trip in my head, like, okay, would I have the payout? Would I do the direct thing? Would I have it gradually over time? It's just the most fun thing is to imagine if you're a millionaire.
I agree.
Tell me, you just came out with a short film, right?
I did. We made it and wrote it and did it last year, and it finally came out this year, and we just released it on Vimeo. I keep calling it Venmo. We did not. We released it on Vimeo. And I'm really excited. It's called Mom's Day Off, and it's about two moms who have the day off.
And so you co-wrote it and started it and produced it?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was really fun. And it's like a dark comedy. And it's about just how fucked up things can get when you really want to escape. And so, and I just, it was really fun. It was really fun to do. I like made, like was so obsessed with having Lewis be in it. I just wanted him to be in the beginning. I hate when you see people, I don't want to diss anybody, but I hate movies where you see somebody like parenting and you're like, they don't know what, like you can tell like there's no relationship with the kid and the mom. And I was like, if I'm doing a story about being a mom, I want my little baby, even though he's not allowed on social media. I was like, he has to be in the first scene. So it was really fun that he got to be in it. Yeah.
So Lewis's movie premiere.
Lewis's movie premiere. We got a tiny baby work permit from New York State. He's an official actor, and he was lovely. And it was like the first 2 seconds he's in it, and I just love it so much seeing him in it.
He's going to have his side card in no time.
He better, because he needs to start work in this economy. He needs
Somebody's got to pay the bills.
Somebody has to.
And yeah, a lot of your crew, a lot of the cast in it is moms, right?
Yeah, we try to do as many moms as possible. Of course, like with scheduling and childcare, it didn't always work out, but we wanted to support moms and support a diverse cast. And I think it's really funny. You know, when you're creating something, you're always like, is it funny? I think this is funny. Do you think this is funny? And then if somebody texts me or calls me and it's like, this joke was great, I was like, thank God, because I wrote it hoping you guys would like it.
And you guys are taking it to a ton of festivals, right?
Well, yeah, we got into 14 festivals, but I think only...
What?
Yes, but we... Almost all of them were canceled because of the virus.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
14 is amazing.
14 was really exciting. There's like all kinds, big, small, like ones you've heard of, ones you've never heard of. One was in India, which I was like, I want to apply because I'd love to travel to India because I love India. But I went there once and I've always wanted to go back. But this virus is... put all kinds of different restrictions on us. So we're not traveling. So that's why we're offering it to people online. We were going to wait and like have the premiere be at, we were at a festival in Austin, a comedy festival in Chicago. We were going to do the premieres there, but now it's just up for everybody because we're all stuck at home. So why not?
Where can people see it?
They can see it. They can go to my Instagram and the link, the Vimeo link is there. And then, so yeah, I'll put it in the show notes. And, you can, it's also in my Instagram handle, so you can see that.
At Katie Brodnick.
Katie Brodnick, yes. Mom's Day Off.
Oh my God. Thank you. I cannot wait to watch it. I haven't seen it yet, and I cannot wait to do so.
I can't wait.
And consume it with all my other quarantine content.
I know. I just think this is the time. We're stuck inside. We have to, and this is about moms who feel stuck and need to release. So it's all part of it. We're all feeling that.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thank you for being my guest here on Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This is Fresh Air.
Thank you so much. Thanks for interviewing me. That's so nice.
You're very welcome.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.